This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
And welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. We have a lot of music to cram into the next 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy. This week, we are catching up with so much new music that has come out over the last month, including new music from Camera Obscura, Jessica Pratt, Broadcast, Abibio Sound Machine, Beth Gibbons, and so much more. So let's do this. Let's dive right in. New music from Camera Obscura. Camera Obscura are the Glaswegian purveyors of indie pop since the mid-1990s. They've built a loyal following for their chiming, hooky melodies and incisive lyrics. Well, the band returns with their 6th album. Look to the East, Look to the West is the name of the new album. It is a beautifully sad yet warmly sung album about death and healing, made with subtle country rock and electronic accents. So happy to have Camera Obscura back right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. I saw it glitter as I grew and
One of the bigger names that came out of the Swedish indie pop scene in the last 20 years, it is a Swedish band, The Concretes. We heard the song Say Something New. It is the song that launched the entire career. From their 2003 self-titled debut album, Say Something New is the opening track to that album. In the middle, it is power duo, She and Him. Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward teaming up as She and Him. This time we went back to their very first album, Volume 1, with the song I Thought I Saw Your Face Today. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, it is brand new music from Scotland's Camera Obscura. Their newest album is called Look to the East, Look to the West. It's the band's sixth album. We heard the song We're Going to Make It in a Man's World. Again, Camera Obscura here on Girly So Groovy. Speaking of new music, Jessica Pratt is a West Coast singer-songwriter who recalls the best of obscure 1970s psychedelic folk with her introverted twilight tone style. On her new fourth album, Jessica Pratt crafts a trippy Beach Boys Bacharach bossa nova cocktail that broadens and elevates an already creative musician. To be honest, I think with this album she might be making her Girly So Groovy radio debut. But before we get to new music from Jessica Pratt, how about something solo from Wild Bells frontwoman Natalie Bergman from her solo album Mercy? It's Natalie Bergman right now here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
Church Bay at any cost. But how long, babe, can you search for what's not lost? You're not. Everybody will help you discover what you set out to find. But if
going back to 1967, it is music from model, actress, chanteuse, and former Velvet Underground frontwoman Nico, a woman known for her sultry voice and ice goddess presence. She is an absolute diva for me, and I just love Nico. Always happy to share with her here on Girly So Groovy. This time we heard the song I'll Keep It With Mine. We heard that from her 1967 album, Chelsea Girl, an album that Nico released shortly after walking away from her time with the Velvet Underground. In the middle, it is brand new music from West Coast singer-songwriter Jessica Pratt. Her newest album, Here in the Pitch, is her fourth album. We heard the opening song, Life Is, and then kicked off that set with Natalie Bergman. Natalie Bergman is typically featured here on the program as frontwoman to the duo known as Wild Bell, but it was just a couple years ago now that she released a gorgeous solo album simply called Mercy. We heard the opening track, Talk to the Lord. Hey, listen, if you ever want to talk, you can talk to me, baby. You can do it simply through our social media channels. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE, and we're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. With both of these social media channels, you can message me anytime you like. I am always looking to you, the loyal listener, to hear which bands or musicians do you think are just deserving of some great Girly So Groovy radio love. You listen to the program, you get a sense and a vibe for what the show is. I want to hear from you, the listener. More often than not, I get messages from bands or musicians trying to pitch their music for the show, which is perfectly okay, but I'm in this for you. You and me, two music nerds who absolutely love celebrating voices that often can be marginalized in mainstream radio. That's the person I'm looking after, you, the loyal listener. Also, with those social media channels, know that every week I post the playlist in print, as well as provide links to our Mixcloud listening page and links to bands and musicians that are featured week after week. Coming up next, I've got music on the way from a broadcast, Leigh Mantis, Beth Gibbons, new music from her. But we have been featuring quite a bit from the newest album from The Kills. In fact, they were part of our top 10 Girly So Grooviest list for 2023. But I thought, let's go all the way back to the beginning, something from I shouldn't say all the way to the beginning, is when I realize it's their sophomore album, their second album. So we're gonna do that up next. It is music from The Kills up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Looking tragic, forever's a feather, you ain't got